Good morning to all of you. We're glad that you're here today. This is Memorial Day weekend, and I want to take a few moments to show a video that was put together by Trey Gowdy, former congressman from South Carolina. He was on Friday night with Fox News Tonight and gave a four, almost five-minute monologue dealing with Memorial Day and being worthy of the price that was paid as Americans, living worthy in that regard. And so the thoughts that he shared, I thought, were very powerful, and I'm going to share them with you now in place of our normal call to worship, and we'll have our regular service following that. So listen carefully to what he has to say.
Trey Gowdy, Monday is Memorial Day, the day we celebrate the sacrifice of those who lost their lives in war for our country. It's good to honor and celebrate service, too, which is why we have a day set aside in November, Veterans Day, to do that. But Memorial Day is about sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice, the giving of your life for your country and your fellow citizens. It should be, in part, a day of introspection. On Veterans Day, we can express our thoughts and feelings and wait for the response. There is no response on Memorial Day. Those we honor are dead, which leaves us to supply both sides of the conversation. I spent some time studying the deadliest battles in our history, the battles which required the most sacrifice. I wondered what it was like to be a teenager sent to Europe during World War I. Probably never crossed an ocean before, and for many, they only crossed the ocean once. They're buried somewhere in France or Belgium or England. We sent them to liberate a continent, to liberate other people, and they did what we asked them to do, and it cost them their lives. World War II was a deadly war, both in Europe and the Pacific. Our young people were sent to defeat an evil axis, to liberate a continent, to defend people being victimized by tyrants. And we sent young people to defend our own country after we were attacked at Pearl Harbor. Some of those soldiers are buried on the battlefields where they fell, others in foreign cemeteries. We have a beautiful monument in our own country for those never recovered. A tomb for the American soldier known only to God, the tomb of the unknown soldier. That is who we honor on Memorial Day, which begets the question of what we are honoring. Sacrifice, duty, bravery, all true. But what precisely did they die for? What was it about America that made it worth dying for? Can you imagine giving your life so others can criticize you? So others can protest you, so others can speak against you, vote against you. When you pay a steep price, you do have the right to question what you paid for. When you're footing the bill, you have earned the right to evaluate what you spent. These men and women who gave their lives for our country, I am sure, marvel at what current Americans think this country owes them. Those who simply ask that their remains be returned home, or there be a marker where a mother or a child or a spouse could visit in some foreign land. They have earned the right to wonder, to question what this country has become. Or maybe those who never made it to age 21 because this country sent them to fight and die would be a little more animated. Maybe they would ask, did we really die so you could embarrass yourself on Twitter? Did we really not even make it to age 20 so you could propagate misinformation under some nom de plume? Did we really give it all so you can wait on others to provide everything for you? I wonder if they might ask, especially those laying together in some mass grave beside a battlefield, do we really lie together here so you can fight with one another back home? That's the question we should ask ourselves. Have we become a country worthy of the price paid by so many in the wars waged? Is this the America you dreamed of when you fell? Was it worth it? Were we worth it? Are we worth it? One thing you will see if you study the deadliest battles in our history is how many of them happened right here. Americans killing Americans in civil war. It's a cautionary reminder that we are capable of being our own worst enemy. We are capable of doing what no one else can do, which is defeat ourselves. So on this Memorial Day, to honor those united in sacrifice, united in death, perhaps we can make an effort to be a little more united in life. Have all the differences we want to have and debate them with the greatest passion. Just remember, your freedom to express yourself was defended, was secured by someone who likely held the opposite view. And in the process, we can remind ourselves the only people capable of defeating the United States of America would be us.